On the next Transformed, an overseas trip strengthens Addison's passion for mission and music. He'll explain how. And Gabriella uses her guitar to give prayers of thanksgiving to God and to offer prayers of blessing for others. Learn how God changed her life and then used her to encourage others. That's on the next Transformed. Welcome to Transformed, a program where we share testimonies of God's amazing love and transforming power. Growing up, Gabriella did not receive emotional support she needed from her father. This lack of love left her broken and depressed. But as the years passed, Gabriella found healing from her heavenly father. Her touching testimony is still ahead. Addison was too searching for something. He wanted purpose in his life and knew only God could provide that direction and meaning. Here's his story of transformation.
I felt sort of a bit of a lag in my spiritual journey, and through my childhood all the way through my teens, I've been involved in some form of ministry, whether that was music or preaching. But that year, it was a really tough year. And so I prayed, I said, Lord, I want to be involved in ministry again. I know that's the lifeblood of my Christian experience. And so I prayed for several months. I said, Lord, give me an opportunity. And sure enough, he answered in an extraordinary way, but also in an unexpected way, when Travis Maloney, another Hope Sabbath School team member, invited me to come and film at Hope Channel. And it would prove to be a life-transforming experience for me.
And it was quite amazing because you actually made history actually singing one of the theme songs when we did the series on the book of Daniel. That was really powerful.
It was. For me to realize too, you know, when you first asked me to record the music for that song, I couldn't help but as I was going through the verse, read those lines, you know, line by line, blessed be the name of God. And then he says at the end, Lord, you have given me wisdom and might, knowledge and wisdom. And that spoke to me so much. But then also to realize that Daniel was about the same age as I was when he prayed that prayer. And it was just quite amazing how God worked there.
Well, he was an amazing young man, but he was experiencing transformation himself, wasn't he?
He was.
As he was opening his heart to God. And then we're filming, we're actually meeting and filming, and the Spirit of God impresses me to ask you to come with me to Zambia, of all places. Now, I need to tell the folks watching, I'd never heard Addison sing before. Travis said, Addison can sing really well, but I'd never heard you sing. And yet the Spirit of God said, invite Addison to come with you as a singing evangelist, going to be broadcast on Hope Channel Zambia. What did you think when I just came up to you with that invitation?
I almost questioned it in my mind. I was thinking, this is almost unbelievable. I've never participated in something of this great on this such a great scale. I'd done other evangelism projects, but this was just almost unimaginable. But yet, I felt the Spirit moving. When you spoke to me those words, I knew it was from God, and it was just another door that God had opened. And it was a step of faith, and God worked some incredible miracles between that point and when we went on the trip to make it possible. And he used my mother to be a part of that miracle.
And that's amazing because we went to Rusangu University. There are about 2,000 students there on the campus, a few hours south of Lusaka in Zambia. And what did you see as people's lives were being transformed, not only by the preaching of the word, but by the singing of spiritual songs?
It was such a great privilege to sing during those meetings, but when I would get up there and I look across that auditorium And I'd see the faces, the smiles, that you could just see that they were so engaged, that the Spirit had just engaged them through the music to prepare them for the message. And it was very moving. I remember when I was singing a rendition of I Will Follow Thee, My Savior, and the reactions, the atmosphere in that, in among those students was just, it was transforming for me to experience that.
Now, at the end of that week of meetings, I forget how many we had. I think we had like 13 meetings. But at the end of that week of meetings, 22 people about your age, young adults in university, made a commitment to totally surrender their lives to Jesus.
Yes, they did. And it was a wonderful night. I remember it very clearly. There's some different pictures and whatnot of us during that special time, but I will never forget it, to be a part of each one. I mean, each of those individuals was a miracle. The whole trip was a miracle, but and God only knows how those meetings will impact their lives for many years to come. And I pray by the grace of God that they will all stay true and faithful to the call of God in Christ Jesus.
I can still remember you talking to the production manager of Hope Channel Zambia. He's got an interesting name. His name is Daddy.
Yes.
Daddy Chitalu. And you're there kind of with the thumbs up because you discovered that those meetings were not just happening at the university, but would be broadcast across the entire country.
Yes, that was when I heard that, that was also almost mind-boggling for me. See, this was a trip of many firsts for me, and I was really excited. I was really excited to see how the work that we did at Rusangu, the ministry, uplifting the name of Christ, how that could impact not just a country, but an entire continent for Jesus. And it was such a great privilege and so humbling to be a part of that.
When we were there, we heard some amazing news that as they are really committed to helping people experience transformation, that more than 100,000 people in the previous year had made a commitment to Jesus and to surrender their lives to Him. That's kind of like Pentecost or more.
Yes, it really is. It's Pentecost like 10 times over. And what an incredible experience. And I think of Luke 10, verse 2, where Jesus said, you know, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. For me to have the opportunity and to work along your side in ministry and together to be thrown out into that harvest work, it is a memory. It was transforming for me, and it's something I'll carry for the rest of my ministry.
You know, it's exciting, both there in Zambia and in continuing ministry. You've got a Bible podcast and you do music ministry. You have a real passion to help other young adults find a transformation experience with God. How have you seen God working since the time you were in Zambia?
The Lord has been blessing. I've been able to work on different projects. I'm always thinking of new ideas of how to make a difference. But I do have a great passion for my generation, and whether through a Bible podcast or through music or through online sermons and devotionals, I just want them to have a relationship with Jesus. I want to encourage them by the messages that God puts on my heart to share. I want to encourage them to have a living connection with the Savior, because ultimately, that's the most important thing. That's the thing that will carry them through, that will give them strength, that will give them fortification for the future, and that will give them meaning and purpose at every step of the way. And so, and also to share my testimony combined with that.
And it sounds like as you're involved in this ministry of helping others experience transformation, you're experiencing transformation yourself.
Yes, it's a double blessing to work for the Lord and to bless others, but you're blessed in return. And it's really it's been very impactful.
Is God calling you to service? How can you use your talents to honor His name? It could be music and speaking like Addison. It could be the mighty gift of prayer and hospitality, helping others feel comfortable. If you don't know your spiritual gift, ask God to reveal that to you. And if you aren't using your spiritual gift, ask God to show you an opportunity. you'll get an answer. Get ready for the experience that will change your life. Still ahead on Transformed, Pastor Chris Holland shares how a medical procedure allowed a little boy to hear his father's voice for the first time. Thank you for sending letters and emails letting us know how Hope Channel is being used by God to encourage and strengthen you. Here are just a few letters we have received recently. Here's a note from Florence in Dundee, Florida. And Florence writes and says, I attend a French Creole church. My husband and I have to study from the French Bible study, but we also watch Hope Sabbath School on Hope Channel. It's a great blessing because we found lots of answers and clarifications that seemed controversial to us in the past. In addition, my son doesn't have a French or Creole education, so he always enjoys studying the Bible with us on Hope Sabbath School. Here's a note from John in Kenya, and he writes, Greetings. I hope this message finds you well. I'm blessed by the study of the Word of God on Hope Channel. I watch the studies and then share at my local church. Your studies bring blessings to my church family. Thank you for sharing, John. If you have a testimony to share, go to hopetv.org/transformed to share your story with us. That's hopetv.org/transformed. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Now here's Pastor Chris Holland with the story of a little boy named Grayson and the power of sound.
Lennon Nicole Clamp wanted the joy of raising a child. They were given that opportunity when they became foster parents to a little young man by the name of Grayson. He was only 7 weeks old when he came to them. But they noticed something. They noticed that something was different about little Grayson. After going through testing, the doctors discovered that Grayson was completely deaf. The Clamps had Grayson for almost a year, and right after receiving the news of his impairment, they were given the opportunity to adopt him. They decided that they could be the best parents for Grayson and adopted him. They learned different ways to communicate with little Grayson. Grayson's being deaf was caused by the fact that he was born without the nerves that connect the ear to the hearing center of the brain. Now, because of this, cochlear implants were not possible and they wouldn't help. However, the doctors began working with the Clamps on a proposed solution. The proposed solution was an auditory brainstem implant. If approved, Grayson would be the first child to receive such an implant in the United States. So the doctors at the University of North Carolina Medical Center mapped out a careful surgery. They performed that surgery in April of 2013. On May the 21st, after the surgery, they activated the little device in Grayson's brain. And in what is now a viral YouTube video, Grayson heard his father's voice for the very first time. The look of utter surprise on Grayson's face is priceless. He was deaf, but now he could hear. Transformed. He had never actually heard anything before. And now, for the very first time, was hearing the voice of his father. Friends, often we learn new things. And when we do, we are greatly surprised. Sometimes that is a welcome surprise, and sometimes that surprise can be almost too much and is overwhelming. Friend, being transformed by Jesus should always be welcome. And as we are transformed by Him, we will experience new things in Him as He brings joy, peace, and fullness to our life. Are you ready to be transformed by Him? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want the transformation that Jesus offers. May we experience the full joy, peace, and fullness in being transformed by a relationship with your Son, Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. At the heart's portal, he's waiting and watching, watching.
Thinking for a very long time what I want to say to you, because you know God changed my life in every possible way. I was lack of love. I know how it is when your father doesn't love you. I had thoughts of suicide, and I was taking too many pills, and I almost died because of it. But he rescued me and healed me by small steps, because you know, life with God is so full of his love, but it won't be without any troubles and hard situations. There will be, because we live on this earth. But you can be sure that you won't ever be alone. He never leaves his children. He loves you so much, and he's always by your side. I just want to say that that he loves you so, so much, that much that he died for you and for me. And what an awesome message. I want to pray with you and for you, if I can, of course. Dear Father, thank you for all your love. Thank you that for that you don't judge us. Thank you that you don't care what kind of a job we have, how much money we have, and what kind of a clothes we have. Because you care for our hearts and just want to love us and want to be loved. Thank you that you're by our side in every single situation, that you never ever leave us, that you're pure love. Thank you for all these things in precious name of Jesus. Amen. Let him be by your side. God bless you.
Gabriella, when I watched that video that you sent to us, my heart leapt for joy because I remembered back 3 years ago at Camp Zetonia there in Poland when we first met, and I thought of the great miracle that God has worked in your life. What were some important decisions you made there at Camp Zetonia that caused such a step forward in your healing?
It was 3 years ago at Camp Zetonia, as Pastor Derek said. And this decision changed my life completely. And now I can see that God is with me in every part of my life, in every second, and he cares of me. But I didn't know that at the beginning. I was struggling with depression and anorexia, and it's a really huge problem. I thought that I will die, and my doctor said this, that I have only a few months, and in this period God just found me and gave me joy and his love.
I know one of the decisions you made there at the camp was to be baptized. It was your way of saying, Jesus, be Lord of my life. Why do you think that was such an important decision for you?
I think that I just accepted his love at this moment. I was so lack of love, and I felt that I'm not worthy to do anything. I thought that I have to do something to get some love or to have some friends around me. And God showed me that he don't want me to do anything. He just want me to accept his love and to be present, to let him be in my life. Just like this, it was so simple, but it made a really huge change.
As you've experienced the love of God transforming your own heart and bringing healing for some emotional wounds that you experienced growing up, you're now sharing the truth about God's love with other people, especially with young people. Tell me what ministry you're involved in now that can be a blessing to people around you.
Right now, I just, I'm having a few conversations with my friends who don't even know who is God and that he loves them so much. I'm also a Pathfinder member. And I enjoy it so much, you know, when I see all these kids who loves God. It's so incredible that they want to be in this organization and to get up, to be a member of Pathfinder's family.
So there's something really, I guess you would say, powerful about sharing your own journey. Maybe someone's watching today, Gabriella, and they say, I just feel like, wow, life is not really worth living. And yet they're hearing you've found new meaning and hope in the love of God. What would you say to that person?
I would say that life isn't as hard as it seems at the beginning. Satan wants to scare you, wants to tell you that you're not worthy, that there's nothing good on this earth to you, but it's all lies. God have a big dream of your life. He knows what will make you happy. And the only one thing which you have to do is to accept this and say, God, you know that I'm so, so broken. You know that I'm so tired of living on this world, but you know what? I want your love in my life. I want you make me fully and to feel that I'm worthy and to feel that I'm as strong enough to live on this earth.
I praise God for Gabriella's transformation through the years. She has received physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental healing from her Heavenly Father, just like the leper that Jesus healed in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. This is good news that one cannot keep to themselves. Has God transformed your life? Please share your story of encouragement with us. Go to hopetv.org/transformed. You have a story to tell. That's hopetv.org/transformed. We want to hear the spiritual miracles of restoration that God has performed in your life. Remember, my friends, 2 Corinthians 5:17, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. May God continue to transform your life.